From a young age, my mother has told me that she would take a bullet for me. That if the circumstance arose, she would give her life for mine. Sacrificing one's life for another is the deepest and truest display of love and courage. From a mother, we expect that kind of response. Mothers share a common desire to protect their children. But what if a stranger were to willingly give their life for yours, to pledge to protect and fight for your family as your own father or mother would? That is the pledge every veteran has made. Just as I too often take for granted the sacrifice my mother would make for me, my fellow Americans and I too often take for granted the many sacrifices veterans have made for us. Why is the veteran important? When I first heard this question, I thought of the veterans in my own family and what made them important to me. My grandfather served in the 101st Airborne Division. He told me stories of parachuting from thousands of feet in the air. He vowed to sacrifice his life not just for me, but for you. He was a member of the Greatest Generation, America's valiant sons and daughters who traversed continents to save freedom from the horrors of fascism and communism, and then came home and showed us by how they lived what freedom is all about. The veterans of the Greatest Generation built families. They served as the heartbeat of our industries. They secured civil rights. They put a man on the moon. They were not just heroic in battle, but noble in peace. Each of their lives is a lesson in heroism and provides a compelling answer to the question of why veterans are important. They are selfless promise keepers who took an oath to protect us all and then kept their word. The world would be very different today. Our country would not even exist if it were not for the sacrifice of veterans. When veterans heard the call to serve, they said, "Send me." They left their own family so they could fight for yours and fight for mine. Veterans must be honored, cherished, and revered, not only because they valiantly fought to win wars. Their greatness does not stop when they leave the battlefield and are discharged from the armed forces. It only begins there. Veterans are heroes who are willing to give their lives for something greater than themselves. Once they return home, veterans continue to give back as role models and problem solvers who empower our country just as much here as they did in Iraq or Afghanistan or Mogadishu. They've gone on to serve as presidents, congresspersons, titans of industry, doctors, and scientists. They've cured diseases, built great things, and made revolutionary technological advances. U.S. Army veterans Fred Jones and Seymour Cray invented mobile refrigeration and the first supercomputer. Air Force veterans Brad Parkinson and Ray Domodian patented the GPS and the MRI scanner. Navy veterans Theodore Maiman and Baruch Blumberg gave us the first operable laser and the vaccine for hepatitis B. And Navy veteran Max Fajid came up with the design of the Mercury space capsule that put the first American astronaut in space. Veterans are important because they are leaders, dreamers, inventors, and artists. After saving freedom for us on the battlefield, they come home and move the world forward into the future. The life of John Coates demonstrates the courage and character of our veterans. He was a paratrooper in the 508th Parachute Infantry and 82nd Airborne Division during World War II. He was wounded twice in combat while treating wounded troopers, but survived, came home, graduated high school, got a college degree in industrial engineering, and afterward worked as an engineer for Westinghouse. Most importantly, John built a family with Mildred, his wife of 75 years. Last March, before John passed away, he was asked by a reporter, "What do you want people to remember about your sacrifice?" John said, "Just be a patriot. That's all. We can all be patriots if we really want to be." The reporter asked a follow-up question, "So for you, your country was worth dying for?" John replied, "Absolutely. I feel that even at that young age, I owed the country something. Having been in the war, I'm glad I did it. If I had to do it over again, I'd do the same thing." Veterans are important because, like John, through the sheer power of their example, they instruct us all in greatness, calling each of us to keep our word, to do our duty to the utmost, to be patriots, and in our country's hour of need, to say simply, "Here am I, send me."